This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The launch of Axiom 4 mission that would carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. This historic mission will carry four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. The four astronauts on the Axiom 4 mission are Shubhanshu Shukla from India, Slavoj Utsnansky from Poland, Tibor Kapu from Hungary and Peggy Whitson from the US. The astronauts will carry out around 60 scientific studies from 31 countries, including several groundbreaking research projects led by ISRO. Indian Navy, in a closely coordinated search and rescue operation with the Coast Guard, has safely rescued 18 out of 22 crew members of the Singaporean-flagged MV Wanhei 503. The MV had reported an internal container explosion and a resultant major fire on board. The Indian Navy said that the incident inputs were received at about 9:30 a.m. yesterday. INS Surat and a Dornier aircraft were immediately deployed by the Indian Navy to render necessary assistance. First aid has been rendered to the injured crew members and the ship is presently proceeding to New Mangalore for disembarkation and further medical management. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that India is emerging as a global leader in addressing contemporary challenges through the strength of its young talent and technological innovation. Speaking at IIT Jodhpur, Mr. Birla lauded the contribution of India's youth in propelling social, economic and technological advancement. Highlighting the pivotal role of Indian youth in shaping the nation's progress, he urged them to continue harnessing cutting-edge technology for the betterment of the country. Mr. Birla noted that the youth of India are increasingly transitioning from job seekers to job creators, with IITs playing a crucial role in this transformation.
यहाँ के पढ़ने वाले विद्यार्थियों ने टेक्नोलॉजी के अंदर, इनोवेशन के अंदर, जहाँ हमारी विरासत ज्ञान परंपरा को आगे बढ़ाया है, जहाँ आधुनिक भारत की नई तस्वीर बनाने का काम भी किया है। शोध और गुणवत्ता को आपने देखा होगा, किस तरीके से इस विश्वविद्यालय के अंदर वर्तमान चुनौतियों को और भावी चुनौतियों को, देश की चुनौतियों को और दुनिया की चुनौतियों को, कैसे हमारे IIT संस्थान इन चुनौतियों का समाधान करे, इसके लिए एक विचार और दृष्टिकोण दिया है.
Central government has announced a series of policy relaxations for special economic zones, SEZs, aimed at boosting high-tech manufacturing, particularly in semiconductors and electronic components. These changes are designed to attract pioneering investments, ease regulatory hurdles, and strengthen India's position in the global semiconductor value chain. A key reform involves amending Rule 5 of the SEZ Rules 2006, which reduces the minimum contiguous land requirement for SEZs dedicated to semiconductor or electronics component manufacturing from 50 hectares to just 10 hectares. Legendary Indian wicketkeeper, batter and former captain MS Dhoni has been inducted into the prestigious ICC Hall of Fame, marking another glorious chapter in his storied cricket career. The International Cricket Council announced that Dhoni was among seven cricketers honoured this year, which included greats like Matthew Hayden, Australia and Hashim Amla, South Africa. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall and thunderstorms at isolated places over coastal Karnataka and interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Odisha and the northeastern states today. The Met Department further predicted heat wave conditions today in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. IMD said hot and humid weather is very likely at isolated places over Bihar, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Gangetic West Bengal today. In football, India's senior men's team is all set to take on Hong Kong in a crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier final round match at the Kai Tak Stadium in Hong Kong today. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.